AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Russian President Vladimir Putin is in North Korea, where he and Kim Jong-un have signed a mutual assistance agreement. ABC's Britt Clennett has more from the foreign desk.
Russia and North Korea are forging closer ties as they face increasing isolation on the world stage and a slew of sanctions. The mutual assistance pact, it may have ramifications for Russia's war in Ukraine. And today, Kim Jong-un said he fully supports Russia's invasion of Ukraine. It's widely believed that Putin is seeking more weapons support for his war efforts in exchange for food, fuel, and military aid.
The White House is issuing a strong denial of Israeli government accusations that it is withholding U.S. weapons shipments. That as Israel faces increasing attacks from Hezbollah in the north as it continues bombarding Gaza in the south. The House Ethics Committee looking into allegations against Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz. ABC News has learned that at least one woman has told the panel that Gaetz paid her for sex. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump campaigning in Racine yesterday, making his usual points about crime, foreign policy, and the economy.
None of this stuff would have been happening that's happened now with Russia and Ukraine and the attack on Israel. None of it would have been happening. We would have had we wouldn't have had a thing called inflation. That would have been nice, too.
Trump returns to Wisconsin for the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee in about a month. Summer in Wisconsin means county fairs. This year, cattle need to be tested and cleared for bird flu before being shown. Bird flu has turned up in dairy cows in other states, but so far, not Wisconsin. Public health officials say it's an opportunity for farmers to sharpen their safety practices. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We have breaking news for you this morning. Traffic is currently shut down on Broome and West Dayton streets because of what the fire department is calling a fire incident. The WMDX offices are right on State Street. John and Gordy were doing their morning show when this happened.
They do, they do crank up your...
Good Lord.
What was that?
I think that was a...
Thunder, I think.
Not sure.
It's also affecting all the traffic on West Johnson and West Gorham streets. If you need to drive that direction, prepare for it to take a while. Our team really couldn't see much from the outside, just tons of emergency vehicles. More were coming just in these last few minutes. We have calls out to the fire department and the police department. We'll keep you updated on this story throughout the day. And that's what you need to know. Again, we're going to stay tuned to this story throughout the whole day. So keep it here on WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Brewers win with a spectacular catch. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 6-3 victory over the Angels. Down by three, the Angels' Taylor Ward took the ball deep to center field, but there was Sal Frelick to take it in on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
It's the 1-2 pitch. That ball's driven deep right center field. Frelick is there. He leaps, and he makes the catch! Oh, my goodness! What a play!
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
It's interesting. We had a conversation in the outfield for the game. I talked to two of their players. They were doing a drill. Let me ask you guys something. Is it me or we've had more robbed home runs this year than ever in the existence of the game? And they're like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, yes, we have too. And then the game ends like this tonight.
And Willie Mays has died. In his first ever at bat, Mays hit a home run off Braves pitcher Warren Spahn. He was named to the All-Star team 24 times. Willie Mays was 93. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms are possible. Partly sunny skies and highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, scattered showers and storms and a low of 65. Mostly cloudy, 78 on Thursday with an isolated thunderstorm. For Friday, scattered storms and a high near 87.
Currently, 75 degrees.
The John and Gordy Show.
When they speak up, people respond to that, yes. React to that, and they may not react very well to that, and they may even dispute it and may argue and debate with them. And they're making up all this stuff about, you know, being silenced and censored. They want to avoid the consequences of their ideas. Live with the consequences of your thoughts, of your ideas, and grow up.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we come to you live from Baraboo, Wisconsin for Juneteenth. Our friend and colleague Earl Ingram joins us. You don't want to miss it. See you then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
He said there was world peace in 2020. There was very much not. He said he won Wisconsin in 2020. He lost. He said the Democrats rigged the 2020 election. A lie. He said people around President Biden cheat on elections. No. He said people's votes tend to disappear. They simply do not. He said 107,000 people attended his recent rally in New Jersey. That's at least tens of thousands too high. He said he saved Kenosha, Wisconsin in 2020 during rioting when the Democratic governor wouldn't act to intervene. In fact, that governor deployed the National Guard before Trump told him to. Trump said cocaine was found at the White House about a month ago. That was actually about 11 months ago. He said it was hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of cocaine. It was a little bag, maybe generously in the hundreds of dollars worth.
Okay, I've got an idea. Because we're liberal helpers, we have to send Daniel Dale a basket of my new... lower your blood pressure medicine, 120
yes.
life.
Yes.
This is just one rally.
Yeah.
He had to fact check.
Uh-huh.
He said Biden orchestrated his New York criminal trial. Zero evidence of that. He said Biden was also behind all of his cases, including civil trials. Baseless again. He said Biden wandered off at the G7 and didn't know where he was. No, Biden was briefly chatting with a skydiver who had landed near the group. He said he was indicted more than infamous Al Capone. No, Al Capone had more indictments than him. He said he was in Washington the other day for one of his trials. He was actually there for meetings with congressional Republicans. He said Nancy Pelosi turned down his offer of 10,000 soldiers on January 6th. She never got such an offer and would not have had the power to reject it, even if she did.
Right.
Don't you get the visual of Daniel Dale? Like someone has to bring him like water, like a marathoner.
Yes.
When he's
he did 30 fact
like
checks in 3 minutes.
When he's like 30 lies in, they just gotta run in and hand him water and a towel.
It took him 3 minutes. Poor guy.
He said the January 6th committee deleted all records. Just did not happen. He said he's the only president who didn't start a war. Jimmy Carter didn't start any wars. He said he finished the war in Syria, no, and got U.S. soldiers out. He actually left hundreds of troops there.
Yes,
he
yes.
said Syria and Turkey have been fighting over their border for, quote, 2,000 years. That border, Abby, is less than a century old. He said insane asylums are being emptied by foreign countries to let people come to the U.S. as migrants. His own campaign cannot substantiate this claim. And he also said prisoners are coming in from jails in the Congo over the border. His campaign can't substantiate that either.
But wait, there's
more. He said 17 or 18 million people have now entered illegally over the border. Experts say that's many millions too high. He said Biden's plans would quadruple your taxes. Total fiction. He said canceling Keystone XL, the pipeline, cost 48,000 jobs. That is wildly inflated. He said total inflation under President Biden is 40 or 50%. It's actually 19%. He said before he took office, there was a $500 billion trade deficit with China. It has never been that high. And in fact, the record was set under Trump in 2018. He said no previous president has taken in even 10 cents in tariff money from China. It is Americans who pay those tariffs. And the U.S. has actually had such tariffs on China since the 1700s. And finally, he said we're in the worst crime wave in modern history. Crime has actually plummeted in 2023 and so far in 2024. Abby.
God bless you, Daniel Dale, and God bless the United States.
God bless the United States.
Dear Jesus, this is what, and we've still got, what, 4 months to go? Mm-hmm. Something. Mm-hmm. Okay, I need, oh, it's a combination love and hate letter from Max.
Does that do with me since it's a hate letter?
No, oh. It's from Max in Denver, City by the Bay.
Oh, okay.
Max here, City by the Bay, now I hate you. The knee surgery happened. Recovery's going rougher than expected. I'm still in good shape and spirits, catching up on my list of movies and books. A friend of mine insisted I watch The Chosen with Robbie Benson.
Oh, he's so cute.
In the beginning, he is.
He was the voice of Beast in Beauty and the Beast, too.
He's still pretty.
So pretty.
He still is.
In the beginning of the movie, one kid hits another in the face with a baseball, costing the kid his eye. When the kid gets home from the hospital, he says, I'm trying to imagine what my life will be like with one good eye.
One
in the back of my head, I heard you and Jody and Chris all repeat,
one good eye!
I'm not sure I should have laughed so hard at the scene. I'm glad I'm watching it alone. See you in Denver.
Oh.
See you in Denver. See you Saturday.
City by the Bay.
City by the Bay. Yeah, we're excited. Coming to the Paramount Theater. All of us. John, Hal, Frangela.
Stephanie Miller's sexy liberal Save the World comedy tour is already a legend in the West. And now it's coming to Denver.
You remember the time you and me and Etta went to Denver that summer?
June 22nd at the Paramount Theater in Denver.
Who are those guys?
Hello, sexy liberals.
Starring Stephanie Miller.
Are there any bad hombres in the house that are ready to grab Donald Trump by the
John Fugelsang.
Because Crooked Christ, let me tell you about Crooked Christ, people, okay? Yeah, he's a carpenter. I hired him. Didn't pay him. Shoddy work. Sorry.
Comedy duo Frangela.
White people who adopted black babies.
That's right. And not because they're cheaper.
And hilarious Hal Sparks.
Poor Jesse Lottie Ventura. To have his accent taken and watered down by Mike Pillow so egregiously.
Special VIP tickets allow you to meet and greet the stars after the show. Saturday, June 22nd at the Paramount Theater. Stephanie Miller's sexy liberal Save the World comedy tour comes to Denver.
I'm going
to
keep this short. I have to make oxygen choices.
Tickets at sexyliberal.com.
Yee-hoo! Hal Sparks tomorrow on the big show. John Fugelsang will be with us Thursday because he is flying to Denver on Friday. And Frangela, Friday's with Frangela.
Tomorrow is Thursday.
What did I say?
You said
Hal Sparks tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yes.
That's what you meant to say.
And then Friday's with
right.
Frangela.
I just got that notification.
Yes.
I am wearing my LGBT Obama because Jody and I got to hang out. And by hang out, we mean see him through little binoculars from our cheap seats.
At least a football stadium, football field
Obama and
away.
Biden and Julia Roberts. And yeah, we used the binoculars she used at the opera in Pretty Woman to see Julia Roberts and
opera glasses.
George Clooney.
They were broken.
Right. Okay, this is another true story, true Stephanie Miller story from Chicago.
Uh-oh.
Steve says, back in 2004, I was at a fundraiser in the Chicago suburbs when I met then-Senate candidate Barack Obama. As we shook hands, I noticed he smelled like cookies and freedom. Are you a Stephanie Miller fan, I asked. He smiled, looked me in the eye, and said, Abadabad.
Abadabad.
I believe this one. I think this is true.
Abadabad. Abadabad.
Yeah, thanks to deep fake Crystal Boy, we'll never know what's true or what's fake news anymore.
You're welcome. Do you know how much content you've gotten for the show?
Jen, I deem this one true. Jen tweeted, I was in the supermarket when I saw Matt Gaetz on a tabloid. I said out loud, it's Rapey McForehead. The cashier said, do you listen to the Stephanie Miller show? And this was in Canada.
Mm. Okay.
What's that all about?
All righty then.
Yeah, hosers.
Oh, hello.
I got hoser fans up there.
They're calling. Canada's calling.
Oh, I guess I should have turned that off. Oh, well. We're having a telethon.
Oh, okay.
You'll never walk alone. Okay. That was my Jerry Lewis.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I just, Jody and I have been getting a lot of hate, tweets since we posted pictures of us going to the Biden fundraiser. I don't know. This is about the level. Oh, this guy, I'm going to guess he's really a doctor. Dr. JC, somebody.
Okay.
Just tweeted, Biden sucks and plays with his own poop.
He's sweet.
That's kind of the level
he sounds nice.
All right.
Kind of sounds nice.
We're at now. Okay, Chris.
Uh-oh.
Who said of Trump, there are some cognitive questions. He would from time to time become confused. He confidently told me that Joan Rivers voted for him when he ran for president, and she died in 2014.
Boris Badenoff.
No, the author who interviewed Trump six times. Oh. Wrote that new Apprentice book. Okay. All right. Jody was mentioning the secret recording of Roger Stone bragging that Trump has judges in his pocket for 2024 win, for the 2024. What do we say? This was a dry run, the coup. And because people have not been prosecuted all the way up from the boots to the suits, this is we still don't know. I know Alito was involved. They had Alito ready to go. They had
Chuck Grassley
knew that Pence wasn't going to be there. This was an entire coup plot that now they have a practice run in for. I'm sorry. I'm slamming my hands.
Wow.
This one gave me hope. Emily tweeted, I live in Portland, Oregon. Today I met a native Texan who was shopping for a home. I said I was originally from Louisiana and asked, what brings you here? And she said three words, I have daughters.
There you go.
Okay. Oh, here's the, I'm just going to go good news, bad news.
Okay.
Just to make it a little more palatable for you.
It's like reading Rufus and Gallant in Highlights Magazine.
There you go.
We will talk to Malcolm Nance about this, who literally wrote the book on it. Yeah. Bill Madden tweeted, Russian bots are being exposed on Twitter. These bots are verified, which shows the extent that Putin and Russia are willing to go to in an attempt to help rig the 2024 election for Comrade Trump. The Kremlin is paying for these accounts. What did I keep saying about we cannot even imagine between, what does he call them? Clean fakes?
Clean fakes, idiot. Yes.
Deep fakes, cheap fakes, bright bots. Okay. Oh, we have that one, don't we? Yeah, 14. Yeah, here he is. He's making fun of Biden's cognitive issues,
yes.
And he gets it wrong.
Joe and his handlers are insisting he's sharper than ever, and they say the videos of Crooked Joe shuffling around are clean fakes. You know what clean fake is?
No.
They're deceptively edited. They say they're deceptively edited. All of the mistakes that he's made every day. He can't go anywhere without a mistake. Mm-hmm. Now, if I'm perfect, they say he made a mistake. He did perfect. And I don't say clean fakes, although they do. They do that. They're the fake news. Look how many you have out there. They're all over the place.
It's not quite. Oh, my God. Okay. It's not. Okay. So once again. And by the way, there are like a million clips that have not been edited of him waving to no one, going the wrong way, stumbling around while he was president. Mm-hmm. Not even now. And it's obviously gotten worse,
yes,
right?
It's gotten way worse.
Okay. Clean fakes. Okay.
But they're fake.
I was mentioning to Bob some of the lunatic candidates in my sister's, state of North Carolina.
Right.
This is, Michelle Morrow. Is her name that she tweeted, I prefer, this is about Obama, I prefer a pay-per-view of him in front of a firing squad. I don't want to waste another dime on supporting his life. We could make some money back from televising his death. Justin tweeted, I still can't wrap my head around the fact that a homeschooling mom who has never held a job in real educational setting and who called for Obama to be executed on live pay-per-view television is the Republican candidate to be the North Carolina superintendent of K-12 schools. We've talked to Carl Frisch about that before, but that's. And then what's his name, Mark Robinson, the governor candidate?
Mm-hmm.
Even crazier. Okay. By the way, Kimberly Ann Johnson, who is, as we know, Bob Seska's refrigerator sex partner.
Yes. Absolutely.
She
9.5 weeks, that guy, every day.
Right? Oh, my God. It's all Kim Basinger over there every day.
Yep.
Mickey Rourke just, food stuff. I don't know who does the cleanup over there on aisle 69. Okay.
Dirty girl.
Kimberly retweeted, Trump's former defense secretary, Mark Esper, Trump was suggesting we should bring in the troops and shoot the protesters. Question, the commander-in-chief was suggesting that the U.S. military shoot protesters. Esper, yes, in the streets of our nation's capital. Kimberly just said, if you want a free Palestine and Trump wins, you might get shot if you choose to protest. Not only that, he's threatened to deport, not just Palestinians, anyone that protests for Palestinians.
Where's he going to deport U.S. citizens?
Judd Legum, just echoing what we've been talking about all morning, three quarters of Americans believe crime is increasing when data shows it is decreasing rapidly. Why? GOP politicians keep claiming crime is increasing. Media outlets are unable or unwilling to correct them. It's like few and far between, but you've got to do it every time.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just let them get away with, 6 lies and correct one of them so that you still get access.
Right.
On ABC's This Week, Senator Tim Scott claimed that under Joe Biden, we've seen the greatest increase in violent crime in my lifetime.
No.
Host John Carl noted that violent crime has gone down in the last year. Violent crime has actually gone down in every year of Biden's pregnancy.
Pregnancy?
Oh,
is he
Biden's
pregnant?
Presidency. That'll be on the tabloids
there
next.
There you go.
Yeah.
Newsbusters, Biden pregnant.
But this is what I mean. It's like we just play Daniel Dale. I mean, it's just this blizzard of lies. And, you know, thank God when they try to correct one, but they just keep repeating it. And unfortunately, in some polling, it's showing it's working, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Biden-Harris headquarters tweets, every time Donald Trump is talking, he's saying stupid stuff. He's saying extreme things that are not popular. He doesn't look good. He's gone from orange to a burnt sienna. He's increasingly elderly, a deranged elderly person who is now a convicted criminal. I believe that was Tim Miller. I was going to do that as a guess the quote. It was Tim Miller.
Do you want to do it later and see if he remembers?
Natasha Fitzell?
He won't remember. No, I already told you. It was Tim Miller. All right, Malcolm Nance and Carlos Alzraki all coming up on the big shoe to, 20 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by
Bonnie.
I choose to think when Bonnie decides to scarf on my neck during the night and shove her tongue in my ear, it's just another thank you for the Dr. Marty's, Mommy.
That's what it
is. Is it almost
exactly
time for Dr. Marty's again, Mommy?
Soon.
How about a Cod Crispy in the meantime? That's what it's it's our hidden language.
Mm-hmm.
I just opened a new bag this morning. I'm sorry, I was having a huffing flashback. Oh, it smells so good. It's turkey. Is that weird?
Yeah. That's a little weird.
Turkey, beef, duck, salmon. Yeah, what about that lady that sings all the potty songs to her dog? It, my girl likes to potty all the time, potty all the time. I don't have that many medley songs.
You're doing it now.
Songs,
you're
going
to do it now.
Okay. They're my children. I want to feed them superfoods like I eat. When I did a health reset, I started eating superfoods. Never felt better. I want Bonnie and Clyde to have a long, happy, healthy life.
Yeah.
Nature's Blend it's raw, it's freeze-dried, it's superfoods. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, kale, spinach, blueberries, you name it. Mm-hmm. All kinds of fruits and veggies. It's raw, it's freeze-dried. They go crazy for that flavor. And it's not cooked on high heat like a lot of kibble is, so all the nutrients are gone. No messy pouches. Well, you know what I mean. Clop, clop, clop. 54% off Nature's Blend right now and a free pack of Cod Crispies. You can't say it that loud because they're right here. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
This is the kind of mind-numbing schlock that's turning our society into a cultural wasteland.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm Dr. Lowell Steen, Chief of Cardiology at Loyola University Medical Center, with Ira Antelis, founder of 120 Life, a drink that supports healthy blood pressure.
It's great to be here, literally, because I almost wasn't. 5 years ago, I got a terrifying warning from my doctor that my blood pressure was off the charts.
That must have really shaken you.
It did, but I knew there had to be a natural way to lower my blood pressure. So I developed 120 Life, a juice blend to help lower blood pressure.
How much did your blood pressure drop?
In 2 weeks, it dropped 30 points.
That's remarkable. And no side effects?
None. It's all natural superfruits and key minerals. And today, we have thousands of satisfied users.
Where can you get 120 Life?
Just go to 120life.com and use the code CONTROL for 15% off or text CONTROL to 511-511. If your numbers don't improve, I'll send your money back.
So you really have nothing to lose. Take control of your blood pressure today by visiting 120life.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing. amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created high-impact protein available in whey or plant protein to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to MyPowerLife.com. Use that code FITNESS to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to MyPowerLife.com or you can text FITNESS to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. MyPowerLife.com, code FITNESS. Hey folks, Stephanie Miller here. As an enlightened progressive, you know how important it is to do business in accordance with your politics. That's why Solidarity Realty is my favorite real estate firm in Madison. Solidarity Realty is a local independent realty company that lives their values. They provide outstanding expertise and protect your best interests while building community and promoting sustainability and diversity. Viva la resistance! Find them today at SolidarityRealty.com. And don't forget, tell them Stephanie Miller sent you.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert, the,
right?
Yeah, that was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like
right, lean left, straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
Steffi.
What? Yeah. Hey, Don. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Don, and where are you?
I'm in the Pomo, California. It's up to 101, just north of Santa Maria.
Oh, cool.
Exactly. Oh, I usually ride my bike up the 5, but okay. Sure. Yeah. 101. All right. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, and Chris, it is home to the best steakhouse you've ever eaten. So if you want a good cut of meat, come on up here.
I will.
J-O-C-K-O-S.
I think
it
Chris could
awesome
eat an entire steakhouse.
Right off the freeway.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm up for a side of beef. Yeah.
Yeah, the fillets feeds my wife and I both, so that's just one idea.
Okay.
It's good. So the question we need to be asking our Republican friends is, how exactly do tax cuts reduce crime? How do tax cuts on the rich reduce milk prices? How does banning abortion stop anything? Because that's their only two policies, is tax cuts for the rich and abortion.
Yep.
So how do either of those help any of these problems? And they need to be specific. We need to nail them down on this because that's the only two things they've got.
Agreed.
And by the
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You went back to the steak.
Speaking of California, I like when you get all defendy about L.A. about our city and our state.
I love our city.
Sure.
But somebody tweeted, you can hate California all you want, but in the end, no other state comes close to its stunning, beautiful landscapes, incredible national parks, mouthwatering cuisine, cultural melting pot, and diverse city life. Eat our ass, all you maggots.
What? Oh, goodness.
Had stuff to say about a fundraiser out here. And this one I just loved. If any of you still think L.A. is full of glamour and or pretension, please know that much of my feed today consists of people publicly mourning the closure of the Arby's in Hollywood.
Yes!
Exactly!
Exactly!
Thank you!
That
We're
Arby's.
Not snobby.
I remember that Arby's.
I've been to that Arby's many, many times.
When I used to eat meat, I loved that Arby's.
Right!
The only one who knows.
Frangela contends no one has ever eaten at Arby's. And
I love Arby's.
I did when I was a kid. At the transit.
Arby's
we had one on the transit.
That particular Arby's was on the way home from many a party.
Yeah.
So it
was as close as you could get.
Absolutely.
There you go. Oh, look, I just animated you two like I haven't all morning.
Oh, I used to love the Arby's.
I
Malcolm Nance.
Missed that Arby's.
Malcolm Nance. You know I've started it.
Wow.
Malcolm Nance next.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former UW lacrosse chancellor Joe Gao faces a disciplinary hearing today. He was fired as chancellor in late December for making pornographic videos and posting them online. Now, Gao is fighting to save his job as a communications professor. He maintains he did nothing wrong. Plenty of Americans are convinced non-citizens get to vote for president, but it's not true. In fact, good government groups say it happens so seldom it's practically non-existent.
To cast one ballot in an election in which 160 million ballots are going to be cast. It happens exceedingly rarely, largely because the states and federal government already have really good policies in place.
David Becker is with the Center for Election Innovation and Research. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We're following breaking news this morning, an explosion near State Street. The fire department says it all started with smoke rising through manhole covers on Broom and Gorham Streets. Firefighters then saw an explosion that lifted the manhole covers off the ground. And our offices are right on State Street. The John and Gordy Show is on the air. Listen to this.
They do, they do crane.
Good Lord.
What was that?
I think that was a...
thunder, I think.
Not sure.
That's what Sinead McHugh, the co-owner of Short Stack Eatery, thought too.
I thought I saw lightning, so I totally thought it was thunder. And I looked over and I saw our huge windows like fluctuate, move. And I was like, literally, I was like, oh, wow, that was very loud thunder.
Firefighters found smoke, but no active fire in a building under construction. Two construction workers were hurt. They were taken to the hospital and they're expected to be okay. We'll be following this story all day. Keep it here on WMDX. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms are possible. Partly sunny skies and highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, scattered showers and storms and a low of 65. Mostly cloudy, 78 on Thursday with an isolated thunderstorm. For Friday, scattered storms and a high near 87.
It's 76 at our studios.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for a special hump day edition of the Devil's Advocates radio show. Crude and I will get over our Shark Week hangover in one day.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
And services in the Ad Council.
Secretary Blinken was recently here in Israel. We had a candid conversation. I said I deeply appreciated the support the U.S. has given Israel from the beginning of the war. But I also said something else. I said it's inconceivable that in the past few months, the administration has been withholding weapons and ammunition to Israel. Israel, America's closest ally, fighting for its life, fighting against Iran and our other common enemy.
Huh. You are a despicable piece of... Okay, the White House has canceled a high-level meeting with Israeli officials in a rebuke to Netanyahu after he accused the U.S. of withholding military aid. First of all, he knows it was Republicans that withheld aid to Israel and to Ukraine. Okay. He was the meeting set up was axed after Netanyahu's protest angered Biden's top advisors. This decision makes it clear there are consequences for pulling such stunts. And Karine Jean-Pierre said, we genuinely do not know what he's talking about. Privately, Biden's team was incensed by what they saw as Netanyahu's ingratitude. If someone knows something about this, I could ask. I know. Yeah. Oh, yeah. This guy. Welcome, Nance.
Good morning. I'll tell you, you know, your neighbors, you loan them a few thousand bombs and fighter bombers, and what do? Right?
They
complain about it. Yep. Right? They get all snippy.
You know, he's clearly thrown in, you know, with obviously a Hail Mary that Trump is going to win. Right? I mean, he's just... He's always been so in league with the right wing here. But this was... First of all, as you know, this has really hurt Biden politically to stand with Israel the way he has. But, you know, and he... But as I was saying, Netanyahu knows it's Republicans that were holding up aid to Ukraine and Israel. And he blames Biden. Just your thoughts on that.
Sure. Well, I mean, he knows when to stick the shiv in. And you're absolutely right. I mean, I think the most recent polls where they're talking about supposedly this enormous shift in black popularity to Trump and all of these ridiculous mobile phone polls and landline polls that no one answers has given Netanyahu the belief that he is going to win this, that Trump's going to win this election. Yeah. I'll tell you straight up. I mean, I'm in a lot of national security groups. I'm with a lot of groups that are really close to the administration and, you know, ex-generals, ex-admirals, things like that. And we're like, what the heck is Netanyahu talking about? The F-15s that we've delayed would have taken like 3 to 5 years to deliver.
Yeah.
Right? The 2,000-pound laser-guided bombs and the 500-pound bombs were their war stocks, which already exist, by the way, in Israel, right? These are things that we keep in Israel. That they wouldn't be used on Gaza. But in a full-scale war with Syria, Lebanon, the way things are looking in the north, we're not going to restrict anything. This played strictly to Fox News and OAN and Newsmax to say Biden's keeping weapons from us because he believes there's a section of the Jewish population in the U.S. that now is going to start talking about Biden the way that a lot of pro-Palestine people are. Traitor, blah, blah, blah. He did this deliberately.
Yeah, and by the way, Malcolm, you know, as we've talked about many times, the politics all over the place on this, but I agree with Senator Bernie Sanders on this one. He tore into Netanyahu, accused him of being beholden to extreme racists in his, you know, obviously, country. Netanyahu made remarks criticizing the U.S. for not providing Israel with additional weapons to use. Bernie said virtually everyone recognizes Israel's right to defend itself from terrorism, responded to the horrific October 7th Hamas attack that killed 1,200 innocent Israelis, took hundreds of hostages, but the Israeli government did not and does not have the right to go to war against the entire Palestinian people. Yet that's exactly what happened. But it's just so infuriating that you know Netanyahu knows it was Republicans, you know, that were behind this. It just, he is obviously all in, as is, I mean, I don't know what your take was on seeing Putin and Kim Jong-un meeting, right? I mean, this is the thing you and I always talk about is Donald Trump, I don't know whether, can you explain this to me, Malcolm? Is he just because he's a traitor that he loves our enemies so much and hates our friends? I mean, sorry. I'm sputtering.
How about yes?
Yeah, I mean, so.
Hey, Jesus Christ, how many books do I have to write? I am not joking. Almost a million words trying to warn people that Donald Trump is a traitor who looks out strictly for himself. He does not care about America. He does not care about American foreign policy. He doesn't care about you or your family. He cares about money. This is the rise of the global oligarchy, and he intends to be the first American dictator.
Yeah. I mean,
he wants to party with those guys, by the way. You know?
He's not drinking beers in Pyongyang. Oh, he's so jealous. He's so jealous, Malcolm. I mean, Putin and Kim Jong-un signed a partnership that includes a vow of mutual aid if either country is attacked during a Pyongyang summit. It becomes amid growing concerns over an arms arrangement in which the country provides Moscow with badly needed munitions for its war in Ukraine in exchange for economic assistance and technology transfers that could enhance the threat posed by Kim's nuclear weapons and missile programs. That is nothing but win-win for them, lose-lose for the United States. Putin thanked Kim for North Korea's support for the war in Ukraine. Part of what he said was the fight against the imperialistic hegemonic policies of the U.S. and its satellites against the Russian Federation. Oh, my God. It's a summit of America's enemies, mm-hmm. right?
It is, and we have two factions in the United States that, first you have the Trump faction, who is, when they read communiques like that, you know, he is just like, why wasn't I invited? Yeah. You know, he's against the hegemony of the United States when it involves brown people, women, and having rights. He's all for this, you know, this alliance to a certain extent, because this is what I wrote in the book Plot to Destroy Democracy. It is an axis of autocrats.
Yeah.
In what is it, 120? I don't remember how many days we have till the election. The United States could be in this alliance. That's not a joke. He was deep with Kim Jong-un. He believes in Putin. He has already sworn to cut off every penny to Ukraine, and he said he's going to do it before he gets sworn into the Oval Office, which means in a lame duck Congress, he intends to block all these funds. This is the United States steering into a straight-up oligarch money-run dictatorship. And I've got Americans here. Okay, it's my McShouty moment. I've got Americans here who are all complaining about Biden, all right? And the only choices in this election, all right, is vanilla ice cream or a giant honking steaming plate of poop with a cherry on top, and that cherry's in the form of tax cuts for billionaires to make them trillionaires, which is why Elon Musk is on board and everyone else is on board. So if all of you single-issue voters here, this is now me doing my Lewis Black, right? Get your little acts together.
Forget it. He's rolling.
He's rolling, exactly.
I mean, Malcolm, I know. I was just thinking when you were saying all this, I didn't agree with hardly anything George W. Bush did, but he didn't want to be in the axis of evil.
Right.
Donald Trump wants to be in this axis of our enemies mm-hmm. against our friends. I saved Bill Madden for you, tweeted, Russian bots are being exposed on Twitter. These bots are verified, which shows the extent that Putin and Russia are willing to go to in an attempt to help rig the 2024 election for Comrade Trump. The Kremlin is paying for these accounts. I mean, we knew this. We knew that the stakes have never been higher for Putin, right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, bots are everywhere. They are just, they're rife. But let me tell you something I think is a lot more insidious. In the last week, after Elon Musk held his summit for all the, you know, the uber rich that were supposed to be supporting Trump, the algorithm changed. I'm getting inundated with right-wing propaganda. I mean, I'm blocked Jack Posobiec. It got unblocked, and it's now showing up on my feed. All of these changes, like not knowing where, who liked what, right? Because he went and, you know, liked some Japanese anime porn or something. Elon Musk has made it. That's not a joke. That's what he did. He got caught out liking something that was naughty. And this guy has now made Twitter a weapon system against democracy. And, you know, the only reason I'm not quitting is because I'm going to use that weapon against them.
Me too.
Till they ban me and they block me.
Yeah.
Everyone here has to understand, full-scale battle stations, we have only this summer to stop this hemorrhage, which means you need to have talks with your friends, your families, you know, everybody who thinks that they're going to vote for RFK Jr., the guy with brain worms and steroids, in order to throw this election to Trump. This is your last chance.
Yeah.
This is your last chance.
Yeah. Well, Malcolm, let me get your take on, I mean, obviously foreign interference, but, you know, now AI, and now these are what they're calling, you know, cheap fakes, not just deep fakes. I don't know if you've been listening, but so Jody and I got to go to the Biden-Obama fundraiser here in L.A. this past Saturday with Julia Roberts and George Clooney and Jimmy Kimmel. It was fantastic. So we were there, Malcolm. We saw with our eyes that, you know, Obama and Biden, who are good friends, were getting a standing ovation at the end. They were laughing. Obama puts his arm around him. They walk off stage together. Well, you saw they used that all over the right wing and whatever, that, oh, Biden was confused and had to be helped off stage by Obama, didn't know where he was. I mean, you know, you saw the one with the paratrooper, that he's congratulating the paratrooper, and they made it look like there was no one there because of the angle, just the angle of the camera they use. How do we combat that?
Well, it's simple. There's a very simple way of combating it, all right? Every damn one of you's got to get McShouty now, all right? Yeah. You find it, you retweet it, and you mock it relentlessly. This is the only thing the right wing cannot stand, when they are called out. And I don't mean if you see one person do it, you retweet it, or you put it up on Instagram. Do something unique. All of you need to become Rocky Mountain Mike here. Just retweet it and go, this is the lamest thing I've ever seen. You suck at this, right? My famous phrase that is still to this day upsets Ben Shapiro, right? When you call them out on their tactics, they don't like it one bit. And every one of us has, you know, that saying that Zelensky said, every day, just do one thing for Ukraine, even if it means just talking to a friend or saying Slava Ukraini. Well, let's apply that to the United States.
Yeah.
Every day, you need to do something to save our democracy, to make sure that Biden-Harris ticket wins and that you are informing people or doing combat with this right-wing machine, which is designed to destroy us. This guy is talking about executing his enemies. It's not a joke. He always says the quiet parts out loud. It's a stream of his own personal consciousness. Every one of you is now tasked to do something about this.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, we always talk about alpha liberals, that we need more alpha liberals. You retweeted James Love. He said, everyone on the left is writing books about the divisions in our society that no one on the right reads. The right is producing perfidiously edited, misleading videos and tabloid articles that take 10 seconds to absorb and throwing them into an echo chamber. Chris Lavoie yesterday suggested that we cheat just like they do, to which I said, you know, the problem is we don't need to do, what do you call it, clean, what are they called?
Clean fakes.
Cheap fakes or whatever. Donald Trump, you can take almost any video of him making no effing sense and being confused, you know, so I don't know.
Why aren't we using that more?
But we are. Those clips are everywhere.
We don't have to do cheap fakes. It's the Saturday Night Live strategy.
Right.
Just play exactly what they say.
Yeah, that's why the Biden campaign is using actual footage of Trump and just like,
why not?
I'm Joe Biden. I approve this message.
Why not take it a step further and make cheap fakes out of these things? Why not?
What do you mean?
Thank you.
You don't have to. You don't have to do a dang thing.
Thank
you. All you have to do is use whatever voice that you have and propagate the truth.
Thank you.
And just get out there. Listen, there's one of the biggest things that was said. I've been watching Morning Joe all week from up here in lovely Canada.
Uh-huh.
And here's what I'm hearing. The economy's awful. It's terrible. Blacks are doing awful. Every word of that's a lie. And the first word that comes out of your mouth should be, that is a lie. You are an idiot.
Yeah.
This is the greatest economy. in the last 50 years.
Yeah. Yep.
Since Bill Clinton, this is the greatest economy.
Yeah.
And that right there excites doubt. In the minds of those people.
To your point about comedians, D.L. Hughley, who I love, said, tweeted, it's simple. In Detroit, if you got to fill a black church with white people, black people don't like you. Screw the polling. Mm-hmm. And you also said you retweeted someone as a veteran. You said if you're currently serving the military, you're a veteran. The only way you'll be a sucker and loser is if you vote for Trump. Vote for Trump is to defecate on your oath.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, just I've seen some veterans interviewed finally, Malcolm, who've said, you know, this guy tried to overthrow America. I'm not with that. You know, so you just have to hope one by one we bring them around, right?
Sure, absolutely. And it's your job to bring them around. But one of the things that you absolutely have to do is you have to stand up for truth. And you have to get up there.
Sorry, Chris.
You're all in the McShoutface army now.
Yes, truth, justice, and the American way, not lying slimy cheaters like them. Thank you, Malcolm.
Oh, it's so good I can't catch you.
Absolutely right.
All right. Love you, Malcolm. See you next week.
All right.
All right. There he goes.
There's LaVoy's everywhere here.
Oh, yeah.
Wrongy McWrongerson from Wrongtown. 49 minutes.
I'm just saying, don't be so timid.
49 minutes after the hour. Yeah, that's what people say about me, timid. 49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by our new friends at Cook Unity.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just, well, I think I've mentioned before, my cooking, so bueno.
It's fine.
I burn my stir fry this week. I make one dish usually that lasts me the whole week. I burn it. Okay, my point is, these are unbelievable chef-created meals, but they deliver right to your door, so you don't have to, I can't screw this up. All you do is heat it up. I don't have time for cooking during the week. If you've got culinary taste, you know how expensive exploring your local food scene can get or how hard it is to find time and energy to try somewhere new. Cook Unity. It's the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it is cheaper than other delivery options. Go to cookunity.com/liberal. Enter the code liberal before checkout. You get 50% off your first week. Oh, my God, it's so yummy. You have to try it. And let me just tell you, there are hundreds of dishes to choose from. The variety, it's the menu updated constantly. There are 7 different dietary preferences: vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Your food arrives fresh, never frozen, in packaging that keeps meals fresh in the fridge for up to 7 days. Cook Unity packaging is compostable, recyclable, reusable. Pick as few as 4, as many as 16 meals a week. Oh my God, my mouth is, I'm doing that thing where I need that dental machine. Uh-huh. I'm drooling. Okay. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Cookunity.com/liberal. Enter the code liberal before checkout for that 50% off your first week. 50% off your first week. The code is liberal. Cookunity.com/liberal.
Stephanie Miller.
Nice girl, but about as sharp as a sack of wet mice.
Do you know Cesar Millan? He's the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer and the star of the newest hit show Better Human, Better Dog on Nat Geo and Disney+. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this guy knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving them to my own dogs, Bonnie and Clyde. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem younger, happier, friskier, kissier. I also like that it's not messy, easy to prepare with no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. DrMartyPets.com/Miller.
Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World comedy tour is already a legend in the West. And now it's coming to Denver.
You remember the time you and me and Etta went to Denver that summer?
June 22nd at the Paramount Theater in Denver.
Who are those guys?
Hello, Sexy Liberals.
Starring Stephanie Miller.
Are there any bad hombres in the house that are ready to grab Donald Trump by the
John Fugel.
say?
Because Crooked Christ, let me tell you about Crooked Christ, people, okay? Yeah, he's a carpenter. I hired him. Didn't pay him. Shoddy work. Sorry.
Comedy duo Frangela.
White people who adopted black babies.
That's right. And not because they're cheaper.
And hilarious Hal Sparks.
Poor Jesse Lottie Ventura. They have his accent taken and watered down by Mike Pillow. So, can we just say...
Special VIP tickets allow you to meet and greet the stars after the show. Saturday, June 22nd at the Paramount Theater. Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World Comedy Tour comes to Denver.
And I'm going to keep this short. I have to make oxygen choices.
Tickets at sexyliberal.com.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol, Honor the Earth Pow Wow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy. Today's work money word is diversification. That's a word that gets bandied about quite a bit when people talk about investments. And as snooty as it sounds, a simple way to think about diversification is not having all of your eggs in one basket. Diversification reduces the risk of everything going badly. For example, if one person has all their money invested in the stock of one company, and another has her money invested in an index fund that's invested in dozens or hundreds of companies, well, one of those two people is at serious risk of being wiped out by a single event. And the other has an investment that historically does better than single stock investments and is more protected from the ups and downs of the market. It's the smartest and safest way for almost all of us to invest our money. For more tips on money, head to workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Stephanie Miller.
Malcolm Ness is right. Rocky Mountain Mike doing the Lord's work in parodies and jingles on the Twitter. Kevin Sorbo tweeted, socialism doesn't work. And Rocky Mountain Mike said, like you.
Well, that's factual.
Unless there's a God's Not Dead sequel.
Right.
There won't
right.
be. He won't be casting.
There's been four of them.
He won't be casting.
I... Some threads give me life. Jerry said, I'd like to read an obituary that says he laid down the boogie and played that funky music till he died.
See, somebody would do that. I want that. Can I have that? Just, it's a pronoun. Can I have that on my...
She laid down the boogie and played that funky music till she died.
On the five. On the five.
We're trying to get the Curb Your Enthusiasm music to my bike riding on the five freeway.
That was precarious and frightening.
Wasn't it? If I would look behind me and saw the 18-wheelers, holy.
It's a good thing you're deaf.
All right.
You couldn't hear them.
Emily.
Why were you on the five?
Because
we
took a wrong turn.
We took a wrong turn. Okay. Emily tweeted, a bunch of kids just ran through the terminal at O'Hare trying to catch a flight, and at least 35 people started yelling, Kevin! From Home Alone. And this is why, as much as I dislike O'Hare, I do love Chicago.
That's funny.
I do, too. I can't wait for Chicago, for the DNC and for Sexy Liberal. It's going to be fantastic.
We're going to be there for a week.
Yeah, you are.
I know, right? Oh, my God. Whacker. I just met her. Okay. Have I mentioned...
Lower Whacker.
Pardon me?
Lower Whacker.
We just talked about two of the awful MAGA candidates. This one, Malcolm Nance, reposted. MAGA candidate suggested Ray Rice's battered girlfriend brought the whooping on herself.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
You're right. It is just a game of Trumpy and Trumpier. Who can say something more horrible, stupid, racist, homophobic, misogynistic, just conspiracy crazy, you name it. Oh, the trumping of America. We shall talk to Carlos Alzraqui about that next.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Maggie Dawn.
Happy Juneteenth, Wisconsin. I'll be joined by Reggie Jackson, former griot of the American Black Holocaust Museum, award-winning author and Wisconsin historian. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Gordy here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.